You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay, so.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We be jamming, man. I am so excited to be back. And where have you been?
You said, where I've been? I've been here. Where have you been, Rob?
You have been holding the fort while I've been in the islands doing Jamaica time for the last couple of weeks with my family. What a blessing. And, you know, this is what good friends are for. I have a dear friend, Don, who I've known since high school. He and his family moved up to America from Jamaica. We became fast friends, best friends. And I was the best man in his wedding, and I was in his sister's wedding down there, and I used to go down there a lot as a Jamaican. Yes, as a pigmentally challenged Jamaican, yes. But it's been so many years since I got married, had kids, that he's been after me. Yeah, you gotta come down. It's like, no, but I can't leave. There's too much to talk about. And he says, listen, the world will be there when you get back. You just got to do it. And as you heard a little bit when Liam called me on Friday, by the way, thanks for helping make that possible for Liam to guest host fill in. I hope it came across all right. I was only there for a little while.
We actually had a pretty good time. Just Liam and I kind of just shooting the breeze on the air and talking about stuff. It was actually a very good show. Did some Ron Paul stuff. It was a lot of fun.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you keeping things going through this. I mean, I got messages. In fact, people listening to some of the best of broadcasts that you put out there that they hadn't heard before. So the gift of healing keeps on giving, even when I'm not in studio. I'm very blessed to have you as part of the team. And here we are. It's 2012.
It is. It's crazy. I can't. Where did the year go? I have no idea. I can't believe that we're already in 2012.
Yeah, this is an amazing thing. And by the way, today we are going to – I've asked Dr. Batar to join me again. Normally we do advanced medicine on Monday. I couldn't make it back in time from the islands, and I asked him to come on for an advanced medicine for Tuesday, and he willingly agreed. And boy, oh boy, we've got some great stuff, including we're going to cover Hashimoto's disease. Those of you, I've had a lot of questions about the thyroid, so stand by for healing on that level as well as all the other healing levels we do here.
Absolutely. Good stuff. We did get some phone calls, and that was one in particular, and it's awesome that Batar came on today to be able to address that, because we don't get very many calls about Hashimoto's. You don't hear about it that often. And that's, you know, obviously something that we need to cover.
Well, and there's so much confusion about many of these diseases, Don. That's why I love being able to get out here every day and talk about healing on so many different levels, because clearing up the confusion was an important part of my recovery to do what I do. All of the misinformation coming from the medical community to be alive and to thrive today was partly, if not wholly, due to the fact that I started rejecting or nullifying the medical establishment and starting to see through it and then transform my life based on the power that I was given to heal by that which created me. So, yeah, this
you
is
mean,
pretty
You mean
stuff.
Thinking for yourself, Robert?
Can you imagine?
Man, just, wow.
When did that happen?
But, yeah, hey, welcome back. Got to say, you know, I got to take some of those pictures you sent me. We got to put those up on the website. Absolutely amazing to see swimming with the dolphins, man. I mean, how cool is that? And there was a really cool picture, and if you don't mind, I'm going to put this up on the website, of your son
Yeah.
Actually, right, and I understand. I haven't seen it yet. You said you're going to send this to me, but of you actually riding dolphins across the water like you're Aquaman or something.
Yeah, that like is, your water
I mean, that is awesome.
This is really fascinating. When I was back in the early 90s, I don't know, I had a midlife crisis in my 20s. You know, they talk about midlife crises in your 40s or 50s for men.
Right.
I had one of those. It's like, I'm in my 20s. Do I settle? Do I get married? You know, it was like one of those things. I admit it. I had it early. I got mine out of the way. And I didn't go out on a bender of any kind. I just traveled the world. That's what I was doing. And I ended up in New Zealand for a short time as well. And I toured the South Island, which is like they talk about the Alps of the South, but there's a wildlife marine sanctuary off the coast of the South Island of New Zealand called Kaikoura. And it's a very unique environment there because the way the shelf drops off, they're shallow. They're just like all the marine environments, almost all of them are right there. And I went out on a boat with some friends, a little boat, looking for dolphins in the wild to swim with. They had these dusky dolphins that are really small and cute. But we happened to find this legendary bottlenose dolphin or porpoise. And it was in the wild. It was 9 feet, 3 meters. It was maybe 11 feet. It was huge.
Wow.
And got in the wild, in the water, in this frigid water in a wetsuit and swam in the wild with this dolphin. I said, you know, if I ever get an opportunity to, you know, if I have kids, whatever, to bring them and have an opportunity to do that again, it is a life-transforming event to interact with the animal kingdom in this way. And we had that opportunity in Jamaica, and my kids have memories now they will never forget, especially my daughter as well. But you talk about the amazing things that can happen just by traveling. And you don't have to do something extraordinary as we did, but what a gift if it comes about, the opportunity to do that.
Well, I guess just kind of getting outside of that bubble that I think a lot of us put ourselves in. You know, maybe someday I can do something like that too. But, you know, it's good to get out there and experience, you know, other lifestyles, other environments and things. It's really
cultures
easy
as well, yeah,
to get kind of wrapped up in where you're at and think that that's the world that you live in.
Hey, listen, sometimes it takes good friends. And a lot of times it takes good friends because our family, sometimes we don't listen to, right? And my dear friend who again, years and years of friendship, and he just was so patient with me. When are you coming down? When are you coming down? Come and visit. Come and visit. Come and visit. And finally, it happened, and he made some wonderful things possible for us that we wouldn't have envisioned to be able to do. So in many ways, that bond of friendship that we have made develop or may have yet to develop based on who we will still meet, maybe that one spark or something that makes a change. That's why I got asked Alex Jameson to come on as well. Remember, she was from Supersize Me. We've had her on for a number of times over the years. And people talk about New Year's resolutions. What am I going to do to change? Alex is very practical about this, and she's got a little seminar in a couple of days. I wanted to let the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners that need help and practical changes for their diet. She's a cool person to connect with. And so that'll be our nice January kicking in interview.
Excellent. Well, I got to tell you, Robert, while you've been away, the news cycle has not stopped. And as I'm sure a lot of people know, especially listeners of the show who are well informed on what's going on in the world, today is kind of an important day. Today is the Iowa caucus.
That's
and
right.
There's been a lot going on as far as politics goes, and I think we'll get into that here in just a little bit.
Yep.
We also had a great little kind of end-of-the-year Christmas present from Barack Obama. He signed the National Defense Authorization Act. Thank you, Barack Obama. And I think this is something we ought to talk about as well,
because
there are a lot of people that are up in arms about this, but there's a lot of people that aren't. And I think it's because they just don't get what exactly it was that he signed. And this was something I noticed that a lot of people, you've got two camps. You've got people over here that are saying, you know, oh my gosh, I can't believe that he signed this thing because now he's given the government this power to do these terrible things. And then you've got these other people on the other side that are going, I don't know what you're making such a big deal about.
Yeah.
Fortunately, Mike Adams, as he does quite often, was able to break it down and parse the language in a way that it made the light bulb go on for me.
Yeah.
So, I think that's something else maybe we can kind of get into.
Actually,
because
right now,
very
I don't want to
understand what this is.
Don, I don't want to wait. I mean, this is probably the most important story to start with. It's not like the uplifting airy-fairy story you'd like to say, hey, Happy New Year, right? No, this is a disastrous turn of events. Yet at the same time, it is more of the awakening. It's more of the evidence, as Mike has written about, the consciousness shift, the year of consciousness, as he called it, that we're in the midst of. Because in order to wake the so-called sleeping masses up, you really got to knock them upside the head. And with each step, the Obama administration and the Bush administration prior was doing its level best to wake the American people up and go, hey, stupids, hey, what are you doing? You're letting freedom slip away. And of course, this NDAA thing, the defense authorization, which now allows for the indefinite detention without charging of a crime if you're suspected of being a terrorist. I mean, how much will it take for those that read Natural News or listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show or listen to Alex Jones to be now reclassified as enemies of the state as potential terrorists simply because they're speaking about the Constitution? Remember earlier in the, was it last year or even 2 years ago, they were talking about this, the fact that if you, you know, have an American flag, if you store guns, if you believe in Ron Paul.
Ridiculous stuff. If you store food, if you've got more than 7 days of food stored in your house, that, you know, that technically, according to the law and to, you know, the policies of the Department of Homeland Security, you could be considered a terrorist and being put on a watch list.
Yeah. The attacks on the Amish farmers, the attacks on raw milk, the raw milk moms. All of these things are laying the foundation or groundwork to wake us up as a people. That's what this is all about. This is nothing less than that. It isn't – you could say, well, they want to take away – okay, they could, but really it's bigger than all of that. And I think in terms of 2012, the veils of illusion are lifting. And it takes the intensity. It takes the pain. It takes the suffering. It takes the needle in the eye, so to speak, in order for you to go, all right, enough is enough. I wanted to be left alone. Now they're poking me like I'm a hornet's nest. I don't want to sting anybody, but I do not want to tolerate, put up with the absolute dissolution of a constitutional republic, which may already be gone, but we're going to have to reestablish it. I think that's what this whole Ron Paul revolution is and why the media is attacking or trying to ignore him, or in turn, attack, ignore, trying to pretend. Right. Even this morning as I was watching the news shows, they couldn't bear to say Ron Paul. They cock Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney. And occasionally they'd have to grudgingly, Ron Paul. But they really still are trying to work the meme, and it's not working the same way it once did.
Well, the thing is, at this point, as much as they want to ignore Ron Paul, they can't. And I think that's what bothers them so much, is they try. But, you know, it's gotten to the point now that we've got a statistical dead heat in Iowa, depending on which poll you look at. And so it's almost impossible for them to ignore Ron Paul. And if they do try and ignore Ron Paul, it just makes them look even more and more corrupt as they try to do it. And as we were talking about the National Defense Authorization Act, what an interesting coincidence that this got signed right at the end of the year. And the only person that is saying anything about it is Ron Paul at this point, as we're getting ready going into the Iowa caucus. So it's obvious that if you've got a problem with this, there's only one person that you can vote for, because he's the only one that probably even understands what the bill was about. The other candidates out there are still trying to, you know, throw out their bullet points as to what it is that they're running on.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're concerned about this, as you should be, and I think we can maybe clear this up maybe in the next segment.
Yeah,
after
let's
the break.
Do that. This is front page news. I heard one of the local talk stations here actually bring on a liberal and a conservative, and they both agreed on this, that this is a bad bill. So this is something that should bring us together. As Ron Paul says, freedom brings us together. And we are together here in 2012. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Don, so glad to be back in the seat here, and we are rocking it, the health world. We're going to do some even more. 866-939-BELL, naturalnewsradio.com. Enter your email address there as well. If you're listening through talkstreamlive.com, we appreciate you as well. It helps raise awareness for this show, this message of health, freedom, and liberty like nowhere else in media. Rocking it. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
The National Defense Authorization Act 2012, kicking it off. They again, all of these, most horrible bills, Don, that they sign. They always sign around Christmas and New Year's, so nobody pays attention to it. Very few in the big media are paying attention to it. I've heard some talk radio address it, but nothing like needs to be addressed. And Mike Adams did a great job. We've got the story linked up through naturalnews.com, the myths of the NDAA, the fact that it does indeed authorize the ability of the federal government to lock you up, you know, for anything. I mean, it reminds me of V for Vendetta here. The movie, if you haven't seen that and understand what's happening, is this the wake-up call? Is this the final thing that wakes the masses to say, oh my gosh, Ron Paul was right. He's been saying it for 30 years. Somebody wrote on my Facebook page when I talked about Ron Paul the other day, I think I'd put a link up there, and they said, he's my Noah. He's been saying for 30 years the flood is coming when very few people were listening.
Yes. Ron Paul, build an ark.
Yeah. Yes.
But... yeah, you know, I got to just kind of follow up where I was going with the NDAA bill. I think there's a lot of confusion out there because you've got two camps. You've got one group of people over here that are saying Obama has signed this bill and it's going to allow him to target U.S. citizens on the U.S. soil, and you know, this is something we need to be alarmed about. And then you've got another camp over here that are saying, but wait a minute, it says in the bill here that it doesn't apply to U.S. citizens. And it was very confusing. I kept going back and forth and back and forth. I'm going, come on, will somebody please just, you know, say what it is that's going on here, because you've got two different sides saying two different things. And it was a really good article, and we'll link this up on the website that Mike put together on Natural News, and it's the title of his Myth Busted, Yes, the NDAA Does Apply to Americans. And he goes in and he parses the language, and it's very confusing when they put these bills together, that if you just read the bill, unless you've got some kind of an attorney to sit there and decipher the language in this thing to help you understand it, it's very confusing.
Plus,
and the point that he brought out on this, and this is what made the light bulb go on for me. If you remember back when Obama authorized the drone strike of Al-Awlaki.
Yeah, the American citizen over there.
Absolutely. Probably, yeah. There were people that made some noise about that. And it was, here, Obama targeted a U.S. citizen in a foreign country, and he didn't have any due process. There was no evidence. There was no trial. The guy was a U.S. citizen. And you got these other people over here, they're going, oh, well, but he was, you know, a terrorist, and he was blah, blah, blah. Well, we don't know.
But who gets to determine it? Don, this is the whole point. If the government gets to just slap a label on you and you've got no recourse, they don't even charge you with a crime, then we have fallen and descended beyond tyranny at this point. The U.S. Right. no longer exists, and that already played itself out through the Patriot Act, because what he did is he laid it out. If you don't not only have a lawyer to read these things, you got to understand 10 other previous bills that it's referring to.
Well, and that's the thing, and that is the key to what Mike did when he wrote this article, because if you notice, Al-Awlaki was in another country when Obama authorized to have him killed. He targeted a U.S. citizen, but a lot of people took a step back and said, but look, he was over there doing his things over there. So yes, he was a U.S. citizen, but he was over in this other country and hanging out with terrorists. What this bill did that was passed by the House, passed by the Senate, signed by Barack Obama, there's language in the bill that now opens up the battlefield to U.S. soil. In other words, it's saying that the battlefield that used to be terrorists over in other countries, that was where the war on terror was going on. What they've done now is they've now included the United States of America and have actually said in the bill that the battlefield now includes the United States. So if you think about it, Obama has already said it's okay to target U.S. citizens in other countries in the battlefield.
Yeah.
Well, now if we have created, you know, if the U.S. is now considered part of the battlefield, then aren't we saying then that it's now okay to target U.S. citizens here? If this is the battlefield, if the war on terror now includes the United States of America, and we've already established a precedence that we can target U.S. citizens on the battlefield in other countries, we're now basically saying that we can target U.S. citizens here, because this is now part of the battlefield according to this bill.
Now, this is something that when we bring up the vitamin F, which is not a vitamin, it's a detrimental thing called fear, which can keep you from falling off of a cliff if you're too close to the edge, so we don't throw it out altogether. But the fear of terrorism, the fear of the tactic, which is something that's been used effectively since 9/11, somewhat before it, to basically corral the human or American consciousness into believing that they had to give up liberty for security. The security was a false sense of security, because the reason that you would be attacked is just the same way as if you continued to basically set up camp on your neighbor's lawn. And, you know, the police wouldn't come to remove you because it wasn't your property and you kept doing things. Eventually, your neighbor is going to get pretty angry, maybe even resort to violence to remove you physically from it. There's something called blowback. The CIA knows about it. Michael Schur has talked about it as well, and in support of Ron Paul's perspective on foreign policy. And this is, you know, so disgusting about, well, I agree with Ron Paul on everything except his foreign policy. Listen, his foreign policy is tied into the economics here as well. We're going to bankrupt ourselves. We're already beyond that, so that we'll be left defenseless. And right now, the American people are being left defenseless based on the war, the phony war on terror, which was the war on the Constitution, which is the war on the American people, which is the war to allow the government to become completely tyrannical without constitutional constraints or limitations, to where, as you said, and as Mike Adams has written out so well in the NDAA, now they can target American citizens on American soil, because now the war on terror means you see something, say something, right? What does that mean? Well, I don't like the way the guy looked. He looked like he may have an Arab descent, like four generations ago. I could see it in his eye. And now suddenly he becomes a target for the government to take him out. Or, as we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, talk in terms of health freedom. The fact that the government has no authority to limit ourselves as far as drinking, consuming milk, as it's been written about in the Bible for thousands of years ago. Raw milk, real milk, or any other natural medicine. We don't ask permission where none is required, and it's never required when it comes to your body. But we've been duped into believing that it has, and now we have become citizens subject to the jurisdiction or the termination of a federal government gone mad with power. And Obama is as guilty as Bush was before, perhaps more so, because he came in under the guise of hope and change. Were we hopeless and changeless? No, not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got some good things that are happening, and we're going to be covering them every day here.
Oh, well, it's just, and as you said, it's all about fear. It wasn't that long ago we were talking about how the Mormons with their food storage and their warehouses were being investigated and raided by, I believe, what was it, the Department of Homeland Security or the FBI were coming in and demanding that they have records on who was storing what food and when. And, you know, are you kidding me? You know, and this is all for security, for preventing terrorism? Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? You know, it's just this incremental, encroachment on our privacy and our rights and our civil liberties that is going on here, all in the name of protecting us from what? Protecting us, you know, we need protection from the government. And this is the reason why we have got to take a look. For those of you who aren't already there, you've got to take a look at the only candidate that's out there that is even talking about this stuff.
Yeah. And if you are considering supporting anybody else at this point, please stop your drinking, stop your FDA-approved medicine.
Put down the crack pipe.
Exactly. And see this for what it is. And this is a very serious part as we kick in the new year here. But at the same point, the power to heal is yours, as I say every hour. It's not just a slogan. It really means that Energizer Bunny in the Matrix, like we're just a bunch of copper tops. If you are feeding that matrix, if you're feeding that beast, if you're feeding the federal government, you are complicit in your own demise. And I think this is the wake-up call of the revolution, the Ron Paul revolution, that they're desperately trying to stop. The recognition that you are connected to a source that's far higher, far greater than federal government, Obama, or anybody. And that when you unplug from that and you charge up the things that are really vital for health, vital for healing, and do not enslave you, now suddenly you recognize that it is beyond a political movement. We're talking about a movement that, you know, goes to the dawn of the American Revolution, that was far superior or far beyond even just a political movement as well, that it was the yearning for freedom on a spiritual level. This is spiritual warfare. And we've seen it from the right and the left, the so-called pseudo-right and pseudo-left, because these are Hegelian dialectics, if we will, the left-right pitted against each other so that they can control the next outcome, the synthesis of the two. Ron Paul throws all that into question, monkeys it up, so to speak, because he destroys that Hegelian dialectic and brings the people together. That's what we're doing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Don, and I appreciate all of your insight as well as we continue here into this new year like nowhere else in media, quite honestly.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we're trying to do, and hopefully we're doing a good job.
We are rocking it, and I appreciate you. Now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to go some healing of the new year. Those of you who have New Year's resolutions to eat well, lose weight, whatever. We're going to go beyond that with Alex Jameson real briefly. She's got an upcoming event a couple of days from now. We'll tell you about it, Delicious Vitality. I want to give my new listeners here in the new year a little bigger perspective on why I do what I do. I had a nice message from Leslie Swan, who I talked about last year, who I met at the Nullify Now conference in Austin, and give that perspective. Then we'll talk a little bit more about the Ron Paul, the Iowa caucuses. We've got Dr. Batar up for a special bonus edition of Advanced Medicine on a Tuesday, of all things, to kick it off. Yay! We'll be right back with more powerful healing after this.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, it may be 2012, as we know, but it doesn't change the principles that are immutable, unchangeable, and that is let your medicine be your food, let your food be your medicine. Joining us, first guest of the new year in 2012, Alex Jamieson. Welcome back for some delicious vitality.
Thanks, Robert. So good to talk to you today.
I'm amazed we get to start the new year with food. Imagine that. You've got a big course coming up in 2 days on the 5th of this month. This is 2 days from now. It'll be available all around the world, people listening right now. And in January, everybody says New Year's resolutions. I'd like to see lifetime resolutions to eat well, to detoxify your body. But you have been at this for so many years. I respect you immensely. What is this delicious detox telecourse that my listeners can participate in?
I love what you just said. I actually use this course called the Delicious Detox. It's about 8 weeks, and we start on Thursday. And I use it not to get people into a new diet. It really is about a lifetime of eating well, just like you were saying. So the steps that we use are really about changing from the standard American diet to eating a really whole foods-based menu plan, which is going to help people feel better. They're going to probably start losing weight pretty quickly, but also feeling their energy go up and feeling their pain going down. And I know that a lot of your listeners are looking for ways to do that without using drugs.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Of course, those of you, by the way, are you going to be able to make it to the Health Freedom Expo in March in Long Beach?
I am. I will be there. Are you going to be there too?
Absolutely. Well, this was great. That's one of the first things I wanted to remind everybody of as we kick in the new year, of some events that are coming up that are life-changing. But even prior to that, you get to connect with Alex on Thursday if you'd like to participate. I've got the link up to deliciousvitality.com. You know, for me, Alex, this is a lifelong choice, the medicine as foods kind of thing, where I changed my life, similar to what Morgan had done in Supersize Me in 30 days. I had done in 24 years, and I had to undo that. And I couldn't do it in 2 weeks. It took me a couple of years to undo a lot of the damage, and I continue on feeling younger and stronger every year based on the choices I make, things to put in my body, things not to. And so when you talk about moving on a delicious detox for the new year, you are talking about a transformation of life, not just the week or the month.
It is, and it's not a strict deprivation kind of diet. We do one or two changes a week over the course of 8 weeks, so it's really manageable. I know that people have really busy lives and that they want to start feeling better, but they may not know where to start. So this program is really perfect for the busy, hardworking person who may have a family as well, and they know that they need to do something, but they're feeling overwhelmed and don't really know what to do first. Mm-hmm. So there will be a group of people who are forming already, who have joined my program. We're starting on Thursday, and everybody calls in at about 2:00 Eastern every week, and we work together, and you get lots of support, lots of ideas, and it's not terribly difficult. It's really supportive, and you get lots of ideas and easy recipes that help you make this work.
Well, you timed it perfectly because this show is on noon to 2 Eastern time every Monday through Friday. So at 2:00, you can turn off the Robert Scott Bell Show and move into Alex's Delicious Vitality Telecourse on Tuesdays.
That's great. And as you were saying, this is based on the the really life-changing event that I went through with Supersize Me back in the day, back when Morgan and I were together and he decided to do this crazy 30-day fast food experiment. And it was really showing viewers what they were experiencing in their life, how their diet was transforming their health for the worse. And after his 30 days on McDonald's, I put him on this detox program, which is basically moving towards a whole foods, more plant-based lifestyle.
Well, and the transformation from a cirrhotic liver to clean bill of health in a short span of time was phenomenal for people to see all over the world. And most people, thankfully, don't go on that intensive fast food diet in a 30-day period where nothing else. But so many in the West have adopted this. And even now in 2012, we're thinking consciousness is shifting. And there's a lot of evidence that it is in food. There's still a lot of people that have adopted the lifestyle and are suffering over the many years like I did. And looking at even, as you said, the one or two changes a week that you can make on this program that you've developed is something that's very doable. And it creates a whole new, let's say, pathway to your future, in a sense. You were going down a road and you make this one change, it shifts that road altogether for the rest of your life.
That's so true. It really opens up a lot of possibilities for people. And, you know, what you saw that happened to Morgan's body in a short span of time in Supersize Me is what's happening to most Americans over their entire life. You know, we have these high rates of heart disease and diabetes. We also have obesity and many forms of cancer that are diet related. And you can really change your entire life by just doing these few simple steps over the course of a few weeks and really start to see some changes.
Now, do you have people that coming in with serious medical conditions? We know the whole game of we don't pretend to treat diseases. Look, we're talking about letting the body heal itself. But as I've seen over the years, changes in diet, lifestyle, nutrient intake can transform even the most horrific, horrible diseases that are, by the way, not ever will they be drug deficiencies. We acknowledge that here. I don't want to frighten people away from these dietary shifts, but there's so many things that will cause these other bad habits and even bad drugs to have to be dropped away as your body begins to function again as it's designed by God to do.
Absolutely. And the most exciting examples that I can point to are people who have joined this program in the past and they've gotten off of cholesterol medication, blood pressure medication that they didn't want to be on, but they didn't ever see an end in sight with their life going forward and changing their diet. They were able to do that. And another example is a man who lives in Texas who's lost over 80 pounds over the last few years. And he is slowly but consistently reducing his insulin. He's been type 2 diabetic most of his life. And he's becoming less and less diabetic as time goes on. I've had people who had rosacea or eczema for years, if not most of their life, see those illnesses drop away as well. So it's really incredible what you can do with just changing some simple aspects of your diet.
Well, that's what we want to do. I'm encouraging everybody that can, if you'd like to participate with Alex Jamieson, also to meet her at the Health Freedom Expo coming up in March in Long Beach, California. The website, deliciousvitality.com, deliciousvitality.com. It's in the blog notes today at robertscottbell.com. She's absolutely a sweetheart. Met her a number of times over the years, and she's got the sincerity and the experience to bring this to you without the hype and you know, just the overwhelming marketing just to do these things. These are very practical, very accessible things that are life-changing. So if you're looking to do something different and you want to kick it in on Thursday, why not? Check it out. Alex is there for you.
Thank you so much, Robert. I'm really excited.
Well, I know you're transitioning on your way back home, so I want you to have a safe journey. I'm glad we could connect today on the air.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I'm still time zoning back from Jamaica time to whatever time zone we're on now.
That sounds great. I hope you had a good time.
Oh, it was fantastic. Lots of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin in me. So I hope you have that this winter somehow. If not, find some things that'll give it to you.
Great.
That's Alex Jamieson, deliciousvitality.com. Check it out as soon as we're off the air today. Not that I need a lot of reminding, but Alex is someone that reminds me of the reason we do these things. I mean, there's sincerity, there's sweetness, there's love, there's all of the things that are going to help get us through a lot of the garbage that's going on politically and economically, etc. And as long as we can regain our health, we'll see through the lies and we'll be able to survive and thrive once again if you're not already doing so. And when I was out of the country for a couple of weeks plus with my family on holiday, just recharging the batteries as once in a while we can do. Yes. I received a nice message through Facebook, and I appreciate all of my Facebook friends that listen to the show every day and help spread the word about health freedom, about liberty, about healing in so many ways. And the reason I do this show, it's not just to rabble-rouse, and I know I joke about, oh, you're just a rabble-rouser, Robert. Well, no, we point out the things that are absurd, that are dangerously absurd, in fact, for our health and our vitality and our freedom, etc. And last year, I was able to get out and do a number of events and seminars from Health Freedom Expo, we just mentioned, to the Nullify Now conferences, the 10th Amendment Center. And one of the most profound happened in Austin, Texas, where I met this woman, Leslie Swan. She ended up starting a blog about our meeting because she was overweight, had a lot of problems with depression and other ailments, hypoglycemia and beyond. And we talked just for a brief time about the intestinal health protocol, where we talk about silver and aloe, probiotics, specific nutrients, minerals, chromium, different things to get in the body to really transform your life and your health. I mean, not a cover over, mask over with nutrients, pretend they're a drug, but to really transform her life. And it was a brief encounter, and yet we've maintained some level of connection since then because she's kept us all updated on what's happened. And I wanted to read you this letter that came through before Christmas. And this is from Leslie to explain to you, if you don't already know, why I'm doing what I do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. She says, just wanted to wish you and your family Merry Christmas. Of course, yeah, we just passed there. And Happy New Year as well. Your guidance truly was an answer to prayer this past year. I prayed before leaving for the Nullify Now conference in Austin that something would change in my health as I was getting worse and worse in so many respects, and God put you in my path to start me on this journey. I'll be starting the new year 40 pounds lighter, feeling great, and with my severe depression that I've had since childhood rapidly disappearing thanks to my happier gut, new diet, and nutrition. I never thought my brain could heal, that it was all a genetic defect like my dad and grandmother. I'm on half the dose of Prozac I was on in April now, the lowest dose I've ever been on, and I'm doing better than I ever have. Some mild signs of tardive dyskinesia are starting to show up again, which means the dose is going to have to drop again. Now, that it was just a brief message, but a heartfelt one, and it really, you know, obviously struck me so deeply to remind me, not that I said, I don't beg for the reminders. I love hearing from you. I'm grateful every time you send me a note, an email, a card, a letter, or a call on the toll-free, the 866-939-BELL number, to give me a question, a comment, or whatever. And this makes it all worthwhile. Why is Mike Adams doing the natural news the way he's doing? I mean, I want him to take a break like I did. My wife, my kids, of course, you know, I look at them and I look at the kids, especially growing up so fast. And I said, as much as I'm home and in the studio and doing a lot of work here with the show, there's still a lot of time where I said, you know, I'm working on the show. I could be spending some more time with my kids. So we did that, created some beautiful, beautiful memories. And I encourage everybody to do that despite all the things that are happening on this planet right now. As I said, economically, politically, etc. Later today, as you know, in Iowa, the fate of the world in your hands. Well, listen, life is going to continue on and freedom will break out somewhere no matter what. But it'll only happen when you're not enslaved to a pharmaceutical, medical, government, media, industrial complex. Then you unplug by becoming so healthy like Leslie is becoming, by making powerful changes that are not requiring permission from any government, from any doctor. And it's rooted in common sense so that you have to have no training, in fact. It helps if you're not trained medically, although you can be, as evidenced by my dear friend Dr. Rashid Bitar, brilliant, through his training, has regained his, you know, so-called soul and what he's doing to help people in so many ways. By the way, as I said, well, he'll be coming up next hour with a special bonus edition of Advanced Medicine on Tuesday here to kick off the new year on the Robert Scott Bell Show. When I say the power to heal is yours every hour on the program, as you know, it's not just a saying or a slogan. It is with the deepest commitment and understanding of the way it works, the principles that guide us, that guide me, the things that I've done in my own life to get well, the things that I've helped others to do to get well. And as you know, this show is about a lot more than just physiological health. And we're going to be talking about physiological health. In fact, we've got a great question about Hashimoto's disease, thyroid disease, and I will make sure Dr. Bitar addresses that next hour with all of us. But it's much more than that. And I appreciate your indulgence, your willingness to indulge me to travel with these principles through all areas of life, whether it be economic, political, spiritual, physiological, emotional, mental, all of that, in bringing these things about so that we do not succumb to the lies and the deceitfulness of those who would rather see us enslaved and hopped up on medical drugs and other things that limit our consciousness, limit our awareness. And that's why Mike has written about today in Natural News that, you know, this is the year of consciousness. And I talked with him off the air recently when I got back about the grace that we would also need to get through a lot of these things as a lot of the lies and deceit are exposed this year. As the veil of illusion is lifted and you become conscious, you start seeing the evil doers and you can lash out in anger and maybe justified in that anger and maybe call for vengeance. Or could we rise up above that and ask for grace and be gracious despite it? And the fact that the worst things that have happened to me in my life, some of the worst people in my life have taught me the most powerful and greatest lessons to make me what I am today. I had the choice to lash out in vengeance at those people or see a higher perspective that there was a reason that God or the creator or whatever you say loves me enough and loves you enough to allow you to go through the suffering, to awaken, to open your eyes, to awaken your consciousness so that you can see through to the other side, so to speak. The vitamin L that heals everything. The love that heals everything. So if you ever hear me angry, and I will be from time to time in 2012, remember it is rooted in the desire to open the eyes, to open the ears, to open the consciousness, to open the heart to the awareness that there's much more to life than just, for instance, politics. And of course, when I cover politics, it isn't for the sake of, oh, we're getting political now because it's so much fun. Well, it's rooted in the principles of liberty, individual liberty, freedom, health freedom, etc. So thank you, Leslie Swan, for contributing greatly to the mission of the Robert Scott Bell Show this last year and into this new year. And thank you to all of you. All that I would ask you to do is please consider saying thanks to those who support us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and through Natural News Radio as well for this message that is anything but the status quo, but is supportive of your recovery, your genuine recovery, your ability to walk through life, to be empowered and not walking through life with the fear that used to pervade much of our lives as we were afraid. Would we get cancer? Would we get diabetes? Would we get heart disease? Would it be a random act? Or is there something that I can do? Is there something that you can do to transform the future? And the little thing we just did with Alex Jameson is one of those steps. Maybe it speaks to you. And I'm glad Alex came on today to kick it off. We've got a lot more healing to do. Stand by. I'm going to take a quick breather here. I am so glad to be back with you on the Robert Scott Bell Show every day. Remember, 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com. Sign up for email alerts at naturalnewsradio.com. Rock in the health world. Back after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
There is only one candidate in this race who would balance the budget in one term. There's only one candidate who understands that conservatives and liberals will have to get together to cut spending. There is only one candidate who's never been accused of flip-flopping. There's only one candidate who's never taken a congressional junket. There's only one candidate who stands head and shoulders above, who lobbyists will tell you is incorruptible. There is only one candidate who the soldiers trust. One candidate who has received more contributions from active duty soldiers than all of the other candidates combined. That candidate is my father. Please welcome Ron Paul.
And that is Senator Rand Paul introducing his father yesterday up there in Iowa. And today is the time of the Iowa caucuses. Super Don, you're there. We've been following this for a long time together. This political movement that is changing the face of not only America, but the world. People are paying attention from all over planet Earth to what's going on in Iowa today.
No, it's amazing, Robert, because, you know, we've been working together for quite a few years, and we've followed Ron Paul, followed him through his campaigns. And this is, it was funny. I was talking with my wife yesterday, and I was saying, you know, you get this feeling this time around, it's almost kind of like watching Lord of the Rings or something, you know, where it's, you know, they've got all the bad guys are coming down on them, and they're in the middle, and they're sticking up for what it is that they believe in. They're trying to fight evil, you know, and they're overcoming the odds and stuff. And it's hard not to be emotional to a certain degree in what's going on here, because finally, you know, after so many years of trying to point this stuff out and point out the fact that Ron Paul knows what he's talking about and the things that he stands up for and that he believes in, that he's been predicting, you know, finally it seems like people are starting to get it. And I don't know if you can relate to what I'm sure you can. That, you know, finally it's like people are finally starting to realize that, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about, and he stands so much apart from the other guys that are on the stage. It's such a clear choice. It's not like it's like, well, kind of, you know, you got Rick Perry, and I kind of, you know, he's kind of like the other guys, and he's got something a little different. Or here's Mitt Romney, I kind of like a little bit of him, but, you know, no, you know, Ron Paul is above and beyond anything and everything that the other candidates are talking about.
Well, and we've been hearing some interesting endorsements. While I was on vacation, I heard that Kelly Clarkson, the first American Idol, came out and said, go Ron Paul, and suddenly her sales skyrocketed 200% of her album.
Well, I tell you what, you know, the Ron Paul people sure do take care of their own.
I'm thinking
because
you know,
she was at like number, like I think on the chart she was at like number 38 or 42 or something like that.
Yeah.
And in like 24 hours she was number 2 on the charts.
Yeah, now it's going to be, you know, if we're talking about restoring the economy, there's evidence right there. You support Ron Paul, the economy gets better, people start spending.
Yeah,
again.
Well, hopefully it doesn't turn into a financial investment.
Right. Yeah. You don't think like artists coming out and going, "Oh, I'm for Mitt Romney," and their sales suddenly go up. I mean, that there's a loyalty and passion about this. It's really, you know, Vince Vaughn, if we talk it in terms of celebrity worship, not worship, we, you know, here we don't do that. We respect people individually if they have intelligence and talent. We appreciate that. Also, of course, one of my favorite talk hosts, I've been on his show many times, you know him well, Jerry Doyle, coming out and supporting and, you know, basically saying I'm endorsing him. So there's a lot of things happening out there. People are forced to talk about it, even as we've seen in the news today. They're trying desperately not to mention his name, but they have to. And we'll be reporting, of course, on tomorrow's show, the results of the Iowa caucus and talking more about that. And Dr. Bitar, in fact, next hour, he said to me, "I want to talk more about this Ron Paul guy because I've never supported a candidate." He said that. "I've never given money to a candidate." And he just did that recently. He's going to talk about why that is and why it's necessary for the healing of this country.
Yeah. Well, I even sent my contribution in too, and you can't help it. I don't know, Robert. You know, I'm almost speechless. You know, to some degree here, and trying to describe what's going on with Ron Paul. You know, this time around, I mean, if you go, you spend any time taking a look at any of the campaign ads. In fact, you know, when I got up this morning, I went to Drudge. You know, it's one of the last places I usually go to for news, but went there and there was a link on there and it said Ron Paul it was Ron Paul supporters employ Mitt Romney lookalike for latest yes. campaign ad. And I went to this ad and just a video that these guys put together. I don't know if you've seen
it. Yeah, I actually posted it on Facebook last night. It was hilarious. People have been replaying it. And
now I got to tell you, the guy looks nothing like Mitt Romney. And I think they did this on purpose. It's a very, very comical looking kind of portrayal of Mitt Romney.
Yes.
But the video was awesome.
Yeah, wasn't it?
You know, if you, after watching that video, and I've said this about some of the other videos, you know, it's like, well, if you get done watching this video and you don't like Ron Paul, then you're crazy. Again, here's another one. Every single one of these things that they come out with, whether it's a supporter created video or a campaign created video, they're not lying. They're not twisting or putting a spin on any of the facts. They're telling the truth about the guy. And it's just absolutely amazing to see the consistency, the foresight that this man has had over the years. And when you put that and compare that to these other people that are running, there is just no comparison. Yeah, I mean, it's just black and white, night and day.
You wonder how people have a vacillation about, I wonder who, because I saw some interviews last night in the news with people that listen, oh, we're not sure, we're still looking. I'm like, these people are still in a drug-induced stupor. If you really hear
ridiculous.
And see what's going on, you're there already. Now, what are we doing here
ridiculous.
With the Robert Scott Bell Show? Get another minute this hour before we wrap up, and we're going to be joined by Dr. Bitar. Why are we talking? Because the hearing it in many different ways, messages, sometimes we're very lighthearted and fun. I understand that you and Liam had a blast calling Ron Paul a racist, obviously an absurd thing, and going through that yes. last week, which was great. And in fact, that's what Dr. Bitar partly wants to talk about as well. And by the way, we're going to get into the hyperthyroid, the Hashimoto's disease. So you definitely want to be with me next hour. We'll do some physiological healing as well as the political and economic healing. I think we're planning also to talk about the Icelandic miracle as they rejected the globalists, the banksters. And there's some amazing stories. There's some amazing transformation happening this year. We are in the midst of it when they say living in interesting times. We'll look back at a certain number of years and go, we were in the midst of that revolution. While we were in it, we didn't recognize it as much. We do. We're talking about it with great consciousness. This is a year of consciousness, a restoration of consciousness. And we have great compassion. I hope that I have great compassion for those who are just waking up. Welcome. The water is warm. It's nice. It's irie, as they say in Jamaica. All is going well here according to plan. Do not panic. And basically, make sure you have your hand towel with you. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is on here in the year 2012.
Yes, sir. Well, it's good. Again, Robert, welcome back. Good to have you back, and looking forward to doing this and rocking the health world in 2012.
Yeah. Well, let's do some more advanced medicine, a special bonus edition for Tuesday, as Dr. Batar joins me after the brief break. I'm going to take a quick breath, and we'll get him on the line. The Robert Scott Bell Show is here for you in 2012. Let us know what you think. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enterfood.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rick, again.
You had the word.
I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
The newspaper.
I'm speaking.
Illegal.
Would you please wait?
Working.
Are you just going to keep talking?
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
Robert Scott Bell.
An American citizen then could be declared an enemy combatant and sent to Guantanamo Bay and detained indefinitely.
I'm placing you under arrest for the future murder of Sarah Marks and Donald Dubinos.
I didn't do anything.
Robert Scott Bell.
You have two labs that have taken an H5N1 bird flu virus and tweaked it such that it's transmissible.
They're doing this so they can come up with a vaccine?
Well, that's exactly what they're looking to do.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I am back, or I should say we are back and fired up here in 2012. Health, freedom, liberty on all levels, and guess what? A bonus advanced medicine. We call this Advanced Medicine Tuesday because I couldn't make it back from my holiday with my family in time to get Dr. Batar on live with me, so I asked him if he would be so gracious as to appear with me today, and yes, he is here. Happy New Year to you, Dr. Batar. Welcome back.
Thank you, Robert. Happy New Year to you, and I hope you and your family had a refreshing break and a great holiday season.
serious recharging of batteries. I knew we have a lot to, as much as we did in 2011, we've got even more to do to transform the consciousness of all the people that are ready for the healing that we've, you know, brought the experiences out here, and we're willing and open to share them our own through our own lives and experiences and our training, etc. And there's a lot of healing on all the levels, and I'm so grateful because you've been able to roll with me over the past year into areas that, you know, people go, well, how'd they end up there? And this is where we're going.
Yeah, I've had people actually comment that to me as well, and in the same breath they've said, you know, I wish there was a way just to get those shows downloaded or something on my iPod. So whatever it is, I thought that people were going to complain about it, but actually they seem like – I haven't had anybody voice any complaints. They seem like they actually enjoy it. So well, whatever it is, I guess the chemistry's working.
Yeah, exactly. It's really funny how you get on here on, you know, in this form of media, broadcast media. It's a very intimate medium where we're not really turning on the webcams just yet. And the ability to go where we go, besides physiological health and healing and emotional other things. Of course, we talked about so many immune issues in 2011 and cancer, et cetera. And we'll continue to pepper all our broadcasts together with that. We can't ignore that. In fact, today we've got a caller we'll get to in a while on Hashimoto's and thyroid, so you and I will talk definitely about that. But there's a lot of political healing. Later today, the Iowa caucuses happening. And of course, Ron Paul, center stage here, if we want to restore liberty in 2012, the election's coming up later in the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I got a message from one of my friends who was getting ready to contribute to Ron Paul's campaign. And on the banner, when it shows, you know, as what his budget or what his, I guess, his funds, how much funds they've raised, and it's a up-to-the-minute report on what Ron Paul needs and what he's gotten. My name popped up on the banner because I just contributed to his campaign. And it was interesting because he said he was about to do it, and he saw my name pop up, and it shocked him for a second. It was a coincidental thing because I guess I'd just done it, you know, 15 minutes before or something. So
yes,
but it is an important component, and I'll have to tell you, Robert, this is the first time in my life I've ever contributed to anybody's campaign financially. I mean, I have contributed money to party lines and for certain causes, but I have never ever donated or given money to a candidate to actually get elected, per se.
Yeah. And, Dr. Batar, let me ask you, what is it that inspired you to do so? I mean, because that is something different. I've been so cynical and skeptical and vice versa, all of that, because for very good reason, watching politics in America in my lifetime. And, of course, Ron Paul inspired me, and I've shared the story many times. What was it? Was there one thing that just jumped out at you that said, oh, my, I've got to open up my checkbook, whatever it is, and we got to make this happen?
Well, you know, he's a man of principle. He's a physician who believes in the same principles as you and I do. But what really compelled me to do it was some of the outrageous lies that were being said. And there was a video that they showed with a person that Ron Paul dealt with 20, 30 years ago. And it just really infuriates me when the hierarchy, in order to propagate their agenda, whatever it is, will start to demonize an individual, because I've been a victim of this myself. And it just infuriates me when you take a blatant lie and then you start projecting that lie as if it's the truth, and then keeping those that would speak out to say the truth, minimizing them, demonizing them, denigrating them,
yes,
and essentially taking away their ability to speak the truth. And when I saw this happening to Ron Paul, I mean, for me, you know, I'm a small person, and it doesn't affect the millions of people out there like Ron Paul's denigrating would affect millions of people. And so anyway, when I saw that happening, it's a scar that I guess is sensitive. So when I saw that happening to him, I wanted to defend him. And, you know, opening up a checkbook was the least that I could do. And we actually sent out an email to all our constituency, which I've never done anything like this from a political. I don't take political.
I got that email, by the way, Dr. Batar. It was so inspiring that you did that, and I was very pleased to see it. I think we share that sense of, you know, when we see an injustice, you know, when someone comes to us sincerely for help, we want to help. Or if we see somebody else being unfairly accused of something that they are not in any way, shape, or form guilty of, you know, that sense of injustice or justice in us rises up and say we've got to do something.
Absolutely. There's a famous quote. I can't remember which justice actually said it, but one of the Supreme Court justices had said it, but something to the extent the only thing that's necessary for evil to perpetuate is for good men to stand by and do nothing.
Now is not the time to do nothing. But of course, there are many ways to contribute, and people are doing every little bit. And it's just been such an inspiring thing, like the story of what you said. I've never given to a political campaign, for instance. And suddenly, people that have long since abandoned the American body politic because of the disgust, because of the corruption, look at this guy and go, all right, one last shot. We're going to give it one last shot. Here's a guy who's never waffled, flip-flopped, or anything like that. And we're going to give it our best shot. And last Friday, while I was still on vacation, my dear friend Liam Sheff, who contributes to the program, hosted the show for me, called me all the way down in Jamaica, and they had played that. They did a whole hour on Ron Paul as a racist. Of course, it was so absurd. And they played that ad where he was a physician. I think this was in the early 70s. And this was a time where there was a black man, and this was in Texas, who was married to a white woman. She was having pains in labor, and they called the police on this guy. He was trying to get help for his wife, and Dr. Paul came in, absolutely helped this woman. Unfortunately, it was a stillborn birth, but he actually said, don't worry about the bill, and Ron Paul covered the medical bill, the hospital bill, everything, you know, to show the integrity of a man like that. And they're trying to, as you say, denigrate, marginalize, call him a racist. It's a sense of outrage that comes
this
over
is,
you.
And this is a straight word from the man himself, who's a black man. It wasn't his white wife that was talking about this. So, and his message, the man's message was that here they are saying these lies about a good man. And that's why he came forward and wanted the world to know the truth. It's just a sad thing, Robert. And this is one of the things that bothers me, too. And there is concern. How far will they stoop to try to prevent somebody like Ron Paul from going into office? Will they actually have an accurate voting?
Yeah, well, sure.
Will they try to, you know, miss what's the word that when they try to adjust the numbers, but they do it illegally? I don't even know. There's a
well, listen, this is a very real concern of all of ours, I believe. And I think they're going to be witnessing. They have and Ron Paul's people also have people watching the count everywhere. So this is going to be watched like a hawk. We'll see what happens. He's expected to do first or second. Some are claiming that Rick Santorum, the guy that wants to go to war with Iran immediately, is creeping up in the polls because of Ron Paul's foreign policy, and he just wants to follow the Constitution. So there's a lot of things that we could expect, some foul play. At the same time, I think, you know, this is it. We're in 2012 now. This is the year the curtain is lifting ever faster.
Absolutely.
The illusions are shattering, and we're beginning to see that the media cannot control through mass hypnosis the people the way they used to be so successfully doing so.
Absolutely. And in fact, it's interesting you brought that up about 2012, because this is the year that the misinformation is ending and we are entering the golden age, from the information age into the golden age, which means that truth will resonate at a higher frequency and people will find that truth. And so I don't think that it's a mistake that Ron Paul is running for office. I think it's this year. I mean, I think it's happening for a very specific reason, and the timing couldn't be better.
Yeah,
and it's also interesting too, you know, what you said about people watching this like a hawk.
Yes.
The other concern is that if he does get elected, then he's going to have to be protected much more efficiently than the typical president, because I think that the way that the whole system is, for those that are aware or those that know how this works, I think that the powers that be that get these presidents elected, there's no passion that's elicited as great as in a person that's like a Gandhi, or I equate Ron Paul coming close to the same type of a level of, you know, maybe not a Gandhi, but somebody who has withstood the test of time and has been out there by himself and has taken the bullets and taken the arrows and hasn't flinched. Well, a person like that, the problem is with a person like that won't back down is that those that are going to lose power or that are going to lose profits because of him, they will not stop at anything to rid themselves of an individual like that. And so that concern in my head is I hope that he's very well protected. He's going to need double, triple the coverage that most presidents, just because you're going to have, not because of people like you and I that love freedom would go out there and do something, but because those that are in power, the hierarchy that can't afford to have a loose cannon, as they would call him, somebody who believes in the Constitution, because obviously believing in the Constitution, as we know, is what was the term that they used to believe in the Constitution was considered anti-patriotic or something?
Yeah, unpatriotic, or it's anachronistic, you know, to bring up the Constitution. What do you mean it's anachronistic to do that? And in addition, if we look at the simple transformation going back into what Ron Paul is saying, and we've said this together on the air, the most dangerous man on the planet is the one who cannot be bought. And, you know, we have a country that is now run by lobbyists, as we've seen this, the global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, the multinationals, et cetera. And they bought the Democrats, they bought the Republicans, and the lobbyists have admitted, they're on the record saying that Ron Paul is the only man that's incorruptible in Congress. They don't even visit him unless, you know, it's to say hello, but they don't get anything from him.
Well, I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Having been involved on the state level and on the federal level, and having met many of these congressmen and senators, and having, you know, talked with not only their staff members, but just seeing how almost analogous to a Mexican bazaar their politics are.
Yes.
It's almost like you can buy, sell, negotiate, barter. You do this for me, I'll do that. It's the worst system I can ever imagine to have a country and subsequently the people of that country dependent upon that system. And it's just wrong. It is completely wrong. I think that when Congress, you and I talked about this, when Congress allowed pharmaceutical companies to start advertising, that was one of the biggest mistakes that was made.
Mm-hmm.
I think to have lobbying, I think it's a terrible mistake. It needs to be done where if it is something where the politician needs to be made aware of, then it should be done in an open system. Uh-huh. I don't know how you would do it necessarily, but it would have to be open, almost like a stadium, and that all the governmental officials have to be there, and each person makes their presentation, and then of course people will say that there's not enough time, the agendas are multiple, well, et cetera, but there's got to be a better way than
anything
having
lobbyists to slow down the corruption. Anything. Now, consider this, Dr. Bitar, if the government did not have jurisdiction and domain over medicine, why would they lobby?
Exactly.
If there was a free market for medicine, why would, then those marketeers would have to lobby the people, and that is more honest and open. Here we are, this is what we want, and then you would apply statutes against force and fraud so that if somebody lies, they would be held liable or accountable. Right now, they lie and the congressmen lie. Nobody's held accountable. So let's
beautiful, beautiful point, yeah. Robert. That's an awesome point. You are absolutely right. I wish that people that are in the position of power, and hopefully this will be the type of change that we'll see with Ron Paul, mm-hmm. that these type of changes, it's a subtle yet so profound change, just what you just said, it would completely turn the tables, mm-hmm. completely wipe the slate clean and allow the truth to resonate, allow the truth to become known, and allow the people, which historically, it's only when the people demand something does anything significant happen. It's never been a political party, a lobbying group, a professional organization that has created any change that was of significance, that was of worth. It has always been when the public has demanded it. Mm-hmm. And if the lobbyists have to now have to go to the public and lobby the public to become aware of a change, then there is no more truth. That's the best truth that we can have.
Yeah.
Yet that's not how it's done. So I love that idea that you just had. Where
well,
the
and that,
have
that's
to go
of
to the
course
people.
A Ron Paul idea as well. So we're here to acknowledge that. Today is the Iowa caucus. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are kicking it into gear here. 2012, my dear friend, Dr. Rashid Bitar so graciously came on for an Advanced Medicine Tuesday. And we're going to get to Hashimoto's and thyroid disease a little later in the program. We're also going to talk about some economic healing to kick it off. All the illusions fading away here this year. And we are a humble part of it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 866-939-BELL. Call us anytime. 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com. Thanks to everybody listening through NaturalNewsRadio.com. Please enter your email address there. Say thanks to our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We are back and rocking the health world here in 2012. First show of the year officially with Dr. Rashid Bitar. Do a little political healing. We'll get into some economic healing. Obviously, the caucuses later today in Iowa. We'll report on them more tomorrow. Dr. Bitar, you know how they're still trying to play hypnosis in the media. You found an article forwarded to me from last night where they're trying to dissuade people from thinking that Ron Paul actually believes he can win. And I've got that link up as well, but you'll read these things, and it's so becomes so obvious how they're utilizing the media, the old media, to slant things. So go, oh, well, he doesn't believe he can win, so no one else should bother voting.
You know, the guy is a humble man. He's trying to downplay it. He's not arrogant. And just when you read the article, it's such an absurd article, because if the man didn't think he could win as the Republican candidate and then get the Republican nomination and then run and win the highest office, why would he be wasting all this time and effort and money to do so?
Yeah.
Obviously, he believes it, but he is, again, a humble man. He's not sitting up there like you see the boxers or the politicians that, you know, yap, 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 promise, 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 BS, BS, BS. Yeah. And when it comes to it, there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm. No, this is substantial. And there's another substantial story. We in 2011, you and I covered a lot of cool economic healing news. And the perspectives on this is we recognize economics, you know, plays a part in all of our lives. And in order to do this show, we have to have economic support and the advertisers and sponsors and you as well. I love people to buy your book because it's so extraordinary. By the way, I just got word from you that it's translated into French, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, another language.
Yeah, that actually was, I think it was the first or second translation that was done, but it's been up now for a couple of months, and I just got the French publisher sent me the link, so it's on their equivalent of Amazon, it looked like, but it was all in French, right. So I couldn't really read it. You saw the color was different. They changed the colors a little bit. I guess each of the countries have got their own little way of making the book look that they think is the right way. So
sure. No, but it's exciting to see the message of healing in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away is going traveling around the planet, just as this show is. Those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show right here in 2012, if you have not picked up the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, we've got those links up in today's blog notes as we do each week at robertscottbell.com. And you can listen to all of the archive programs through my site or through Dr. Bitar's site. And again, all of that's plugged in for you so you can get there easily. But when we talk about economics, Iceland, what an interesting story. I've only mentioned this once last year. You brought it to my attention again. It's definitely worth talking about again, as opposed to the international banksters trying to scam the people of Iceland. They had the last laugh.
I love that, banksters. I don't know if everybody caught that, but I just caught that. Gangsters, banksters. I like that. Absolutely. I think that story is a wonderful story because it gives us not only a frame of reference as to what is possible, it actually gives us a template to follow and not allow ourselves to fall into the same hole that the banksters, as you mm-hmm. so
appropriately
stated, would have us fall into. So I think that just that simply reading that story just to understand what they did and how we can follow that,
yeah.
It's beautiful. It is probably the simplest thing, and it's actually what our Constitution is all based on, which is the people have the power.
Yeah, and in this case, it is what Ron Paul's been warning about for 30 years. Somebody called him their Noah because he's been saying the flood's going to be coming for 30 years when everybody else has had their head underwater going, well, I don't see the water anywhere. And in this case, Iceland, I've got the link up in the blog notes at robertscottbell.com. Basically, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, this is the equivalent tied into the Federal Reserve. It's complete fiat money, backed by nothing. It's based on a debt system, an enslavement via debt. And, you know, there's a debt Iceland held because these politicians sold the people out, much like they have done in America and almost every country around the world. And rather than pay on the debt, the Icelandic people had a referendum and they kicked the bankers out and they told them we're not paying.
Robert, before you get into that,
yeah,
why don't you tell them what the needle that broke the camel's back or the piece of straw that broke the camel's back was?
Well, in terms of the debt to person ratio and paying back this debt?
Right, exactly. That they had the mandate was, I guess, the referendum that they finally kicked out was that each citizen of Iceland would have to pay, what was it,
$130 a month for 15 years at 5.5% interest just to pay off the debt incurred by private parties vis-a-vis other private parties. That is, the politicians playing the fascist game, if you will, corporations and government where there's no beginning and no end to either, and then putting the debt on the people. That's what they woke up and realized.
Which is exactly what's happening right now in our own country.
And I think they would get off cheap at $130 per month for 15 years at 5.5%. We've got debt that is untenable. It cannot be repaid. And that is what Ron Paul has been warning us all about. But in Iceland, they threw the bums out and said, we're not paying. And they threatened they were going to shut them down. They're going to isolate them like Cuba is isolated or, but they realized that, hey, you want to turn us into Cuba by isolating us? If we accept your terms, we're going to be Haiti.
That's right. That's right. And they ended up not only calling their bluff, but as I understand it, a couple of those bankers are now
in jail.
They're in jail. The Interpol is looking for some of them. Their warrants are out for their arrest.
Yep.
So what I think is really beautiful here is that they stood their ground. They did not allow the bully to intimidate them or the bullies to intimidate them. And if you look at what's happening in our own country, when they did the bailout, I believe it was a bailout for GM, I believe it
for
was.
For instance, yeah, that was one of them.
Yeah, if you looked at the money, I believe it was an email that I got that was talking about somebody had an email that went around the country that said, hey, they had another idea of what we could do. Instead of giving that money to GM, which failed, I mean, you know, nobody's given you or me or anybody else that have our own small little companies that may have failed. Nobody gives us money. So why are these big companies getting this bailout money? Well, here's the interesting point. They said, like, okay, you take that money and you divide it by 100 million. Which was, they figured that there was one head of household for every three people, 3.5 people. So if you look at the U.S. population of 350 million people, you say, okay, that would be 100 million people, the head of household. You divide that up. It came out to be like $450,000 per family. Now you give that $450,000 per family to every family in the United States, assuming three members to each family. And they said, you talk about an economic stimulus package that will definitely stimulate the country. The economy would get stimulated. People would be able to pay off their loans, go out there, start buying things, buy houses, buy whatever. And you've got your perfect economic stimulus package. And you did it at a fraction of the cost. But now we've bailed out GM, bailed out this company, that company, talking about more bailouts, talking about bailing out the bankers. We're just creating our own problem.
Yeah, we are. And in this case, they rightly say in this article that we link, the people of Greece have been told that the privatization of their public sector is the only way to keep the nation afloat. The people of Italy, Spain, and Portugal are facing similar pressures. They and the rest of us could learn a lot from Iceland, refusing to bow to foreign interest and stating loud and clearly that the people can and will take their power back. This is not a pipe dream. This is happening. It has already happened in Iceland, and the struggle is on here in America, as has been for many years. Now, with the Ron Paul revolution, as we affectionately call it, more and more people are becoming aware, and you're right, that's the dangerous, scary part. When I interviewed Jesse Ventura, he said he'd be the best vice presidential candidate with Ron Paul because they wouldn't want to see him as president, so he'd be the insurance policy.
Well, I actually kind of like that idea, but my question is that the thing that happened with Iceland, why isn't the media covering it?
Well, we exactly know why, because the media is very much a part of that international fraud. They're the mouthpiece. It's no independent media. There's no free press unless you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show or read Natural News and these other sources that have become outsourced beyond the control of those bankers. That's why 2012 is going to be very interesting. There'll be a push on to suppress the freedom of speech on the internet, as has the most recent debacle in government been the Defense Reauthorization or Authorization Act, which now allows for the basic indefinite detention of U.S. citizens. All they have to do is declare you're an enemy combatant or a suspect in terrorism without proof. There is no habeas corpus. I mean, this is the Democratic of the people man, Obama, doing this.
And then, of course, there's constant distraction with what Kim Kardashian is doing, or with, you know, what that celebrity is doing, what that other celebrity is doing, and, you know, who's getting married to who or who's getting divorced from who. There's constant barrage of that type of information that's put out there to create more delusion and more illusion, so people don't really focus in on the things that are important and pertinent.
Yeah, well, Kardashian crack can only go so far in keeping the people asleep to what's going on. The reality is the pain has risen to the point of awareness. As we've talked about, pain is actually a great purifier. It awakens the senses, even though it's not pleasant to have it. But sometimes it's necessary to go, hey, dummy out there, like I'm talking to myself. Knock me over the head with a 2x4. Don't do that. That's not a good idea. And we finally go, you know, you're right. That's not a good idea. Let's do something different.
Well, and I think you are definitely doing something different to get the information out there. And I appreciate you for that. And that's one of the reasons that I've always made myself accessible and do whatever is necessary to get the show out there with you every week, because to me this is very important what you're doing, and it's any way I can support it, I'm most pleased and honored to be able to do so.
Well, I'm grateful, and anybody out there listening right now, as you are every day, that the audience is growing. Dr. Batar has been instrumental in the past year. We could not have done this without him, and if you have not expressed your gratitude to him like I do every week, please do so. And this is something that when we get to talk about these things, like you brought up the Iceland issue, which I'm so glad you did, it elevates the discussion here in ways that other media outlets cannot go into at this level. And indeed, as we lay it back into the ability or the freedom to heal, as Ron Paul has said as well, get medicine and state and separate them out. Allow the people to make a choice. And you think that the accessibility to medicine would go up or down? It's going to go up. The competition is that there wouldn't be attacks, indiscriminate, unauthorized, and unwarranted attacks on healers that simply say, hey, listen, I'm not into the drug model. I mean, I know I'm authorized to give a drug, but I'm not going to do it unless I really believe it's necessary. And in most of the cases, it's not.
It's really an interesting way that the medical profession, and it's really no different from any profession, how they would create this, what's the term? Monopoly? Not monopoly.
Yeah, monopoly is a good term, though.
Well, yeah, it is. It's the, when you talk about antitrust and racketeering, it's really nothing less than racketeering.
Right.
If you had a group of people that went around and said, I'll protect you if you pay me X, Y, and Z every week, and if you don't, I'm going to come here, I'm going to break your freaking knees. That's really what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's a mafiosa type thing. We've heard it termed the medical mafia, of course.
Or the medical cartel.
Yeah, the medical cartel. We've actually referenced a book, I think years ago, I interviewed a guy who wrote the book Racketeering in Medicine.
Very, very good friend of mine, Dr. Carter.
Yep.
Yep, yeah. It's a great book.
So there's a lot of good information that has been coming out, trickling out over the years, really some sensational books. And in fact, when we talk about the Icelandic miracle that just happened, you know, reference back to the guy Perkins who wrote Confessions of an Economic Hitman, how these international banksters, gangsters, have played these games for a long time now, about over 100 years, and we can go back further than that, but in modern context, they are now struggling to keep their game going because the people are on to them. And it doesn't mean everybody is or everybody will be, but it didn't take the majority to establish the American Revolution, and it's not going to take the majority to establish the next American Revolution.
Robert, this reminds me of a saying, and I don't remember exactly how it goes, but it's something to do with speaking the truth, and that when you're in a revolution, the actual act of speaking the truth, which is construed as heresy, mm-hmm, and anti-patriotism, is actually the most important patriotic thing you can do because you're speaking the truth.
Yeah, that's the heroic act. That is the patriotic duty to do so. And remember, there's a difference between the people and the government. And that's one thing that has been lost by those that have become worshipers of the state, whether they consider themselves on the left side of the political spectrum or the right side. They're all, by and large, hooked on medicines or drugs, mostly, in fact, approved by government, FDA, and that's part of the problem. They can't get the nutrients into their system so that they can think clearly again. So that's another part of what we do with advanced medicine here.
Well, I may argue with you. I may say that it's actually the toxicity the government's put in place there to allow them mm-hmm. the dysfunctioning that's necessary for them to perpetuate their agenda.
I could not argue that point. I wouldn't. Hey, listen, let's take another break here, Dr. Bitar, and we'll do some physiological healing, if you don't mind. We've got a call about the thyroid and Hashimoto's disease. You up for that?
Yeah, actually, it's interesting that there's multiple things that you said that have come in. And it does. My experience is also the same as yours, that when there's an important component, it's, you know, always comes in twos or threes, usually threes. So, and, you know, obviously people have in questions about different things, but when a question is asked two or three times, within the same
yes,
small
we've got
time,
to do it.
Then it's important.
We have got to do it. We're going to do it. A special edition of Advanced Medicine on Tuesday with Dr. Asha Bitar, kicking off the new year on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell.
taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
We were just talking about the medical cartel, medical monopoly, the international racketeering organization of the pharmaceutical industrial complex with Dr. Bitar here. And you, Dr. Bitar, I guess it was you or your wife brought this to our attention, to my attention, too. This guy, we talk about protecting the public or protecting the monopoly, right? The whole idea of licensure. We've talked about medical boards going after doctors because they don't prescribe enough drugs, or you because of your holistic inclination, integrative approaches that are so advanced. This is a story I shook my head at. Robert Catani, Staten Island plastic surgeon, suspended after 40-plus years of malpractice suit. 40-plus years, and now they suspend him?
Yeah, it's like somebody was obviously too drunk to understand, you know, that after the second or third one, a pattern is developing. So they had to wait till so many people had sued the guy before they finally did something. And this is actually an interesting component, too, because in North Carolina, when we were working on changing the North Carolina Medical Practice Act, amending it back in 2003, which, Robert, you know that it's the fastest bill ever in the history of North Carolina to be introduced as a bill, go through the House, go through the Senate, and be ratified. That was our bill that we passed in 2003, Bill 886, Due Process for Physicians. And what was interesting was that when we started looking at the number of integrative doctors that were being investigated versus the normal doctors that were practicing status quo medicine, the ratios, obviously the integrative medicine doctors is a much smaller number, but the ratio was something like 17% of the integrative doctors were being investigated versus 0.17% or 1.3% or something ridiculous, less than like a quarter of a percent,
yeah,
of the conventional doctors being investigated. And then when you started looking at the incidences of malpractice against the doctors, albeit that sometimes the malpractice lawsuits are frivolous, but let's just look at malpractice against doctors in the integrative profession. The incidence of malpractice compared to the normal practice of medicine, I can't even tell you, was something like, oh God, it was something like 1,300 or 13,000% more frequent in the normal practice of medicine compared to the integrative doctors. It was the most absurd, skewed numbers, and yet these doctors, the higher group, the higher malpractice was never being looked at, and the group that had no malpractice, virtually nothing was being investigated at an exorbitantly higher percentage of those doctors were being looked at. Now, why would they be doing that? It's, again, the same thing we were talking about with racketeering. You've got this group thing that I'm not going to play your game. I'm not going to start giving people drugs. I'm not going to cover up symptoms with pharmaceuticals. I'm not going to allow the hierarchy to dictate how I practice medicine. I'm not going to practice and follow these standard of care, which are arbitrary concepts that are like a puff of smoke and nobody can even define what the standard of care is. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take care of my patients. I haven't taken an oath to the medical board to protect the medical board. I've taken an oath to protect my patient and do what's necessary for my patient. So these people that have stood out like this, these are the people that are getting the messages, knock on the door. If you don't pay me, if you don't adhere to the mm-hmm. standard we're putting out there, we're going to break your knees. And the rest of the people, they're going around, you know, hurting people. People are dying on the tables. There was plastic surgeons right here in North Carolina, in Charlotte, in my own city where I live, that had multiple people that died on their operating table in their own offices, and they never even got an investigation from the medical board to find out the cause of death. This is a weird thing. I'm not saying plastic surgeons are bad. Don't get me wrong. That's not what my intention is. I've got one of the best plastic surgeons in this whole state is a very, very close friend of mine. And actually gives his patients Arnica. Dr. Victor Ferrari gives his patients Arnica before surgery.
That's beautiful.
He's a plastic surgeon, conventional doc. Now, but not all of them are open-minded like that. And my point was not about plastic surgeons, but about the fact that doctors that are doing the wrong thing and that have a history of performing inadequately or being incompetent, not being looked at by the medical boards, and yet doctors that have never had anybody, not even being named in a malpractice lawsuit. In my case, 21 years of practicing medicine, never even named in a malpractice lawsuit. You can be named in a suit even though you weren't, you know, you had nothing to do with it, but you were one of the doctors involved in the care of a patient in the hospital. I've never even been named in a suit. And yet they came after me. They've come after me three or four times now.
Well, this you know, basically goes to my point for many years now that I've said licensure doesn't protect the public. It protects the bad doctors from the public. It protects the drug industry from the public. That is the concept that still needs to be understood, because we come back to Dr. Ron Paul and his message. He's even spoken out against licensure. He's not against board certification and private certifications. You ought to be validly, you can't lie about what you do or know. But the idea of licensure protecting the public, one day we'll look back and go, wow, we were really duped.
Oh yeah, it's an absurd concept. You're absolutely right. The licensure, you're absolutely right, should be there to protect the public, not to protect the professional. And that's exactly what it does. You're absolutely right. And it's one of the strangest things. They use that language in the medical board's case, at least. They use that as their mission statement, to protect the public. And yet, what service do they provide in protecting the public? In fact, in my case, Robert, do you remember what I had said? I said this on your show. I said this on 2020. I made that comment. I said that if I am guilty of anything that the medical board has accused me of, it is their obligation, it is their mandate to immediately remove my license.
Right.
Why don't they do that?
Yeah, and they never did, of course. You
For
said
three
it
and
right
a half
out.
Years, they just played their charades.
Well, and then we've got the protection of what we would call malpractice from a perspective of holistic, integrative healing, really genuinely understanding the true nature and cause of disease. Again, you go through that extensively in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. Yet the doctors are practicing malpractice, if I can say it that way, because look at the thyroid disease. I mean, they're in many ways causing it. We had a number of questions, and we even have a call I want to play. You think it'd be a good time now? I can throw call
absolutely.
In.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen to this about Hashimoto's, and you'll hear the confusion that's out there. And this is it's like echoed exactly how I've heard it for so many years. Let's go ahead and take this call.
Hi, I'm Amber from West Virginia, and I was recently diagnosed with Hashimoto's autoimmune disorder, and I would love for you to talk about this on your show. I've read a few books about it, and it seems like there's a lot of conflicting information out there about how to treat it. Some people say to use iodine. Others say that actually makes the thyroid antibodies go up, and so I just have a lot of questions about it, and I'd love for you to really spend some time on your show talking about it. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Amber. And Dr. Bachar, I'll just let you let it rip to start.
Well, you know, it's interesting about Hashimoto's, and this is very similar. You could actually apply this to many endocrine disorders of the body. It's the same thing. In fact, chapter 11 in my book is dedicated to this, about the negative inhibitory feedback loop and what ended up happening. But Robert, you remember in the book I talk about the three foundations of health?
Yes.
And the three foundations of health are just like the three subterranean levels of a building, and they're underground. They're where the parking lots are, and then on top of that you build infrastructure. But that foundation has to be very, very strong in order for the building to be able to withstand, you know, air currents and to be able to stay standing up and not crumble because the foundation's weak. And those three foundations, the very first one is, and we've talked about this so many times, systemic detoxification. The second one, you remember what that was, Robert? Immune modulation, right?
Yeah, immune modulation is next, yes.
And then the third one, the first two are built upon, is the physiological optimization. But Hashimoto's is an immune modulation issue. It's not a hyper or a hypoimmune, because many people will say, well, it's a hyperimmune response that's causing antibodies to be built against the thyroid, and then it creates hypothyroidism because there's a autoimmune condition that's affecting the thyroid, and that's what Hashimoto's is defined as. But in actuality, it's an immune modulation issue.
Right.
Why does the body create an immune response against one of its own organs? You have the same problem with systemic lupus erythematosus. You have the same problem with myasthenia gravis. You have the same problem, some people believe, which I'm one of those, that multiple sclerosis has a significant issue with autoimmune conditions. You have, you know, it's a hyperimmune response.
Well. Yep.
So why is that happening? Why is it that this body that has this immune system that's there to protect itself is starting to turn on itself?
Well, hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to get to the answer of that. That's what we call a cliffhanger here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got Dr. Rashid Bittar with me on a special edition of Advanced Medicine. We usually do Monday, but I'm just back here kicking in 2012. Couldn't think of a better way to do it than with Dr. Bittar. So the answer, Hashimoto's, after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know everybody's hanging on the edge of their seat to find out what is Dr. Bittar going to say about Hashimoto's. We call it a cliffhanger. And we're back.
Robert, I think that only in the Robert Scott Bell Show could Hashimoto disease and being a cliffhanger be held in the same sentence.
Somehow we tie things together here, but that's what we must do to keep the audience going with us. So, but they do. They tune in every day, every week. And again, so many people look forward to having you on board every week. That's why, as I said, wanted to kick off the new year with you. I'm so glad we're doing it.
Well, I appreciate that, Robert. Well, the Hashimoto's issue, it's very... You know, I hate for the cliffhanger to be not as big of a cliffhanger as we expected, because anybody that's been listening to the show knows, probably knows what I'm going to say. It's an issue with toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the problem is that whatever is going on with our systems, whatever system it may be, whether it's an endocrine organ like the thyroid or the adrenals, or it's any organ system for that matter, if you're talking about the heart, the lungs, whatever the case is, the primary issue always starts off with the toxicity. And as I talk about in the book, and Robert has the links up there to the facts on toxicity,
yep,
or at Medical Rewind, if you go to www.medicalrewind.com, you've got the links there. It'll take you to facts on toxicity. The facts on toxicity talks about the seven toxicities that I believe, and I have proven, that if you can effectively detoxify the body of these seven toxicities, that chronic disease cannot by definition exist. And thyroiditis, or the inflammation of the thyroid, or the autoimmune condition of the thyroid, or the what we can refer to as Hashimoto's hypothyroidism, this is the same issue. Some people say, well, you should treat it with iodine. Well, again, why is – am I saying that iodine is not beneficial in this case? No, I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is, why is the body – low in iodine in the first place?
Yes.
What caused the displacement of the iodine, and what was that iodine that was displaced replaced with, and why is the thyroid no longer working? It's all about toxicity.
Yes, and the selenium as well. That's replaced, depleted because of all the toxicity, as we've covered so many times. But again, with all the new listeners, we want to go back and reiterate some of the basics here. And I would also reiterate that many people are getting the absolutely wrong form of iodine with iodized table salt, which is, to me, a clinical chronic poison if you're not really eating the salt as it's, you know, from the earth, so to speak, these ancient crystal salts versus the refined table salt.
Exactly. Sea salt is, raw sea salt is the best way, or some of the other salts, Robert, you just mentioned. But the selenium aspect, mm-hmm. the iodine aspect, there's many other trace elements here that are necessary. But mercury will cause a displacement of selenium.
Yes.
Mercury will cause a displacement of magnesium. Mercury will cause many of these trace elements to be displaced. Copper is another one. So, you know, where is the toxicity? I mean, giving a person a nutrient or giving a person like iodine or selenium, in my book, is a secondary step. That is like starting the engine, or that is like putting – well, I'm not going to get into that. Well, I'm thinking about it, so I should say it. Hmm. That's like pulling up your pants after you've gone to the bathroom. But first, you have to pull down your pants so you can go to the bathroom. First, you have to get into the car before you can start the car. You have to open the door before you start the car.
Yeah.
Before you start giving a person a supplement, before you start giving a person a nutrient to deal with a deficiency, you have to first determine why is there that deficiency. Otherwise, by giving them the supplement or whatever, you're going to get a false sense of security because that imbalance is going to only be recreated. Whatever you do with that supplement, it's only a temporary fix because you have to first find out why is that disruption taking place. And that is because of a displacement, and that is due to a toxicity. Mm-hmm. You address the toxicity, you create rebalance, and then once the balance has been established, then if you need some more help, then you give the body what it needs to help reach that balance level, that re-equilibrium, that homeostasis, if you will, mm-hmm. to allow the body to start back in its normal functioning mode. But you cannot do that by just giving somebody something. When, you know, it's like having a car that's going down the road and the you just filled up the tank and all of a sudden the car's not running. Well, I'll just put in some more gas, or I'll just put in some more oil. Well, that's not going to get the car going. It just so happens that the human body is the most incredible machine that's ever been produced. I don't even understand how the human body machine is able to continue moving and functioning the way it does, given all the crap that we as humans put into our bodies.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me.
I will also say this is, you know, the reason why we spend so much time, let's say, repairing physiological systems as well, but understanding that the damage to those things have to be removed or else the damage will continue even if, as you said, you throw something good in there. You know, digestive system is corrupt, it can't even absorb even the best stuff sometimes.
You have to put the fire out before you can start to rebuild the house. That's really what it comes down to.
You know,
you can put in all the carpet and you can put in all the new windows and the doors and everything, but if the fire is still burning in the house, you are just wasting your time and effort because nothing is going to be accomplished. You must, by definition, first put out the fire.
I'm so glad you mentioned the putting out of the fire because these inflammatory cascades that seemingly are without end until complete exhaustion and collapse of the body or helped along by medicine that corrupts the immune system on purpose because they wrongly say the immune system has gone awry as opposed to all the things you reference with toxicity, etc. The cooling of inflammation, whether it be through the use of omega-3 essential fats, et cetera, another brilliant and critical aspect to cool these autoimmune reactions.
Well, absolutely. It's very important to cool those reactions down. But, Robert, more important than cooling it down mm-hmm. is to identify it and get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to me, to give omega-3 fatty acids to reduce inflammatory cascade, do I do that? Of course I do that. But to do that and not address toxicity, which is how a majority of the holistic doctors, and that's one reason I'm not that popular among the holistic doctors. You know, I'm not very popular with the integrative, with the conventional docs or the integrative docs. I think you're about the only person that likes me. I'm not sure why, but you know, but the funny thing is that we use these supplements. Uh-huh. Many of the integrative doctors or the natural doctors have started using these supplements, but they're using them in the same fashion as a drug.
Right.
It's a symptom management issue, and they don't look at the basic fundamental flaw in their reasoning. They think that because they're not using a drug, but instead they're using, you know, they're not using the Paxil or the Prozac, they're using St. John's wort, mm-hmm. and so they're better because they're using St. John's wort. Well, okay, you're using a less toxic substance, and yes, St. John's wort is natural, and yes, it is good for you, and yes, it can, if harvested at the right time, be very effective. But the problem is, what's causing the imbalance?
Right.
Let's deal with that imbalance first, because you know, I have gotten to the point, I've experimented in my own body, and Robert, you know better than probably most people out there, we have taken every type of chronic disease, every type, you name it, we have dealt with it, from stage 4 cancers to end stage heart disease to degenerative joint problems to, you know, the diabetics and the autism and mm-hmm. stroke and every single thing that is supposedly uncurable. We have had those patients come to us. We have treated them with our philosophy, and those people, many of them that were terminal, that were given 3 months left to live, 4 months left to live, whatever, they're now 6, 7, 8, 9 years out, and they're doing well.
Yes.
And the reason is not because I have some magic bullet or some kind of magic potion or lotion or this or that or whatever. We do have some pretty effective things, but that they're not magical by any means. It's because of our philosophy of, one, cleaning up the system. If I mean, the simplistic – this is like – I wish it could be a little bit more complicated, so at least I could say that, oh, look at this, how complicated this is. But it's so simple. Yeah. You just got to put the freaking fire out before you rebuild the house. Yeah. That's it.
How simple. You're right. And that's the thing. We can I suppose that's why I think it's kind of funny too, because we may have a high degree of training in certain specific areas, yet the things we're trying to impart are so basic that we can explain this to a sixth grader and they'll get it. But the medical doctor, so overtrained and overburdened with misinformation, will often fight against this simplicity.
You're absolutely right. My seven-year-old, I've heard him talking to people at his school and how he describes certain things. And he said something to me the other day. One of his teachers had said, we were there for their Christmas party. One of the teachers had said, using the hand sanitizer. And Rohan looks at me and he looks at his teacher and he said something to the extent of, well, you shouldn't really use hand sanitizer because that kills all the good stuff on your hands.
Nice.
And I could think the teacher, I could see the teacher looking at him like, poor little kid doesn't understand that, you know, there's a thing called bacteria and we're killing the bacteria. Yeah. But Rohan was absolutely right. You don't want to kill the natural things on our hand, because then you sterilize everything and that allows for all these opportunistic things to set up house, because we've just ruined the natural barriers that were designed by the creator.
Yep. And we have just run out of time, Dr. Bitar. Look at that. 2012 kicking into gear. We're already out of the gate.
It couldn't happen at a better time, because, you know, if you don't shut me up, then I'll just keep on going.
Well, we'll be back at with some more advanced medicine on Monday, as usual. And looking forward to many more wonderfully informative, educational, and I guess you could say somewhat in-your-face shows, but in a loving way.
Well, I think that would be a good way of putting it, Robert.
All right. Well, we did some political healing. We did some economic healing. We did some physiological, emotional, all of that involved here. And I'm so glad to be back in the broadcast studio here with you in 2012. Dr. Bitar, thanks again for joining me. 866-939-BELL. While we're off the air, keep those calls coming. We'll get them on the air as often as we can. Get the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. If you have not read it, you're missing out. Remember Chapter 11 we referenced today, talking about endocrine systems and modulating all the things that we want to do. Dr. Bitar, thanks again. Remember this, until tomorrow, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.